This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A major effort to jumpstart stalled peace negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority began at the White House today. President Bush held separate one-on-one meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Tonight, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice hosted a dinner for the leaders of the State Department. President Bush attended that as well and offered a toast for the future of peace. All of this comes in advance of a day-long summit being held tomorrow at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. NPR's Don Gagne begins our coverage from the White House.
This week's meetings come nearly 7 years into the presidency of George W. Bush. It is the first such Middle East peace summit Mr. Bush has hosted. But with the clock ticking down on the administration's time in office, Press Secretary Dana Perino today said the president still has a very big goal in mind, the establishment of a Palestinian state, and to get meaningful talks toward that end underway during the Bush presidency.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to take some time. And I think we all have to be realistic about that. But the president believes that the opportunity is right in order to seize this time.
But the administration is also downplaying expectations for what may actually come from tomorrow's summit in Annapolis. In fact, the goal for this week's meetings is just to get a dialogue going after years of no action on implementing the so-called roadmap for peace in the Middle East. So today, the president formally began what would be his most intense personal involvement in the peace process. It started just before 11 a.m. with a meeting in the Oval Office with Israeli leader Ehud Olmert.
Yeah, Mr. Prime Minister, welcome. It's an honor to have you back in the Oval Office. Thanks for coming to the Annapolis Conference.
The president's statement was barely a paragraph long. He said he's looking forward to talks to, quote, see whether or not peace is possible. He then added an upbeat note.
Peace is possible. I'm optimistic. I know you're optimistic, and I want to thank you for your courage and your friendship. I'm proud of you.
Prime Minister Olmert kept his statement brief as well. He did say that this time things are different, a reference to the fact that Saudi Arabia and other Arab states endorsed this week's summit and are sending representatives.
This time it's different because we are going to have lots of participants in what I hope will launch a serious process of negotiations between us and the Palestinians. This will be a bilateral process, but the international support is very important for us. And I think
then, less than an hour after Olmert's departure from the White House, Palestinian leader Abbas was seated next to the president in front of the Oval Office fireplace.
We want to help you. We want there to be peace. We want the people in the Palestinian territories to have hope. And we thank you for your willingness to sit down with Israel to negotiate the settlement. The United States cannot impose our vision, but we can help facilitate.
Mahmoud Abbas then praised his host.
President Bush's initiative is a great initiative. We will continue to rely on his support and the support of the United States and his administration in order to achieve the intended objective. Thank you.
Statements complete, President Bush ignored shouted questions from reporters, including one asking how talks toward a Palestinian state can proceed without including Hamas, the militant group that is both a major force in Palestinian politics and considered a terrorist organization by the U.S. That's just one of many difficult issues hanging over the summit, which officially gets underway with a joint meeting between President Bush, Olmert, and Abbas tomorrow morning. Don Gagne, NPR News. The White House.